بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. کلام آف بلاو شیخ رومی وقت تبریز دوران شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرکزہ. ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا، کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا، کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا. میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب، مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب، تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا، تیرے سنگ درد پہ مرنا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں، یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ، یہ تیری عنایت ہے، یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ. میری جان ناتواں کا، تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی، میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی، تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ، میرا جرم عفو کرنا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. تیری شان جذب ہے یہ، تیری بندہ پروری ہے، تیری شان جذب ہے یہ، تیری بندہ پروری ہے. میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. یہ تیری رضا میں جینا، یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا، یہ تیری رضا میں جینا، یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا، میری عبدیت پہ یا رب یہ ہے تیرا فضل کرنا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، اما بعد، respected elders and friends, as we have heard Maulana Musa Sahib Daud Barakatuh explain that these ash'ar that were rendered, this was not a form of entertainment, and it was not just, as we understand, a nazm that was read. This is a bayan from the heart of a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, explaining what did he get from the heart of the great pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and teaching us what is the crux and sum total of our life, and why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send us in this world. And an ordinary, most useless person like myself, who won't even understand the reality of this, but to try and give a brief, just in my most broken, humble way, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us an iota of the reality of this bayan, and we make intention that this bayan should be our intention of our life. And Hazrat Allah ta'ala has put what Hazrat, as Maulana Musa Sahib Daud Barakatuh explained, that Hazrat said, Shairi se hame madde nazar nahi, waridati dil likha karte hain. That we got nothing to do with poetry. Our object is not to write poetry and to entertain people. We write waridati dil on the pious servants of Allah. The more a person purifies his heart from all the things besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala inspires in that heart such things that a person cannot imagine. So Hazrat says, Allah used to inspire in my heart. And Hazrat himself used to mention, and the khadims of Hazrat, Hazrat Mirza down the rahmatullah alayhi, used to be very close to Hazrat. Says, just like Hazrat used to get up middle of the night and start with his pen and writing all these bayans for me and you to understand what is the object and purpose of this Islahi Majlis, what is the object and purpose for what Allah Ta'ala has sent us here. Hazrat has titled this poem very beautifully, Tere Aashiqo Me Jina, Tere Aashiqo Me Marna. That Allah Rabbul Izzat has sent us here out of His extreme kindness. Allah has given us this life to attain the greatest gift, and that is the friendship of Allah, to become a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how to become a lover of Allah ta'ala? Allah has made the system. Allah ta'ala's system is absolute and it's perfect. And if we don't follow the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we want to dream of becoming a great friend and a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we can dream till Qiyamah, we won't get the reality. The system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu ittaqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. That, O people of Iman, you have entered into the door of my friendship. But now if you want close connection with Allah, you want to become among the Aashiqeen, the true lovers of Allah, which in reality a useless person like myself cannot even dream about it. But Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained the kindness of Allah. That al-mar'u ma man ahabba. That a person, Allah Ta'ala is so kind. Who you love, Allah will raise you at such people. And the sign of love is, you start imitating those people. It's easy to say, I love this person, but my ways are totally contrary to his ways. My ideologies are totally contrary. That is not the reality of love. Love is when a person is, he just wants to give his life and imitate that person in every way whatsoever. So Allah Ta'ala give us this reality to understand that to gain this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala said, be with the pious servants of Allah. And just be, Allah didn't even say listen to a bayan. Allah didn't say listen to their nasihat and advice. Allah said, just be with them. And when you be with them, Allahu Akbar, the enjoyment of their company is such that Hazrat Allahu Akbar, from a young, tender age of 17 years old, young man, and Hazrat was a very intelligent young man, and greatest aspirations his family had for him to become a doctor, etc. But in that young age, Hazrat went to stay in a village of Pulpur, remote village at that time. A young man making khidmat of a great elderly pious person. But can we imagine that a young man to stay in a village at that time, and Hazrat was from a family like a royal family. Hazrat had great honor, respect. His father also had great, but Hazrat sacrificed his youth, his prime. And that is what Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. Allah loves those youth who sacrifice their strength and their youth in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat is explaining when he did all this, then he realized what is the sum total of life. Teri aashiqo mein jeena, teri aashiqo mein marna. And what we have learned from our elders, this is one of the first poems that Hazrat has written. And this poem, you can read it over and over. Over and over, it just explains the heart of Hazrat. What did he get from the pious servants of Allah? If we sit with an open heart, if we come with a correct intention, that, oh Allah, that ishq, that love that is in their heart, that burning flame of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that shaitan was deprived of, and that rid him from the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, if a person doesn't want to get separated from the company of Allah, then we must beg Allah for ishq, the true love of Allah. And thus you won't get it in any kitab, you won't get it in any on the internet, you won't just get it by googling it. So beautifully, Judge Akbar Allahabadi, who was a judge in his time, outwardly he looked like he had a very high post as far as dunyawi knowledge is concerned. But when Allah gave him the opportunity to sit in the company of the friend of Allah, then his heart opened up to reality. And then many beautiful advices he gave. One golden advice which for myself, and we all should think of our own self, he said, na kitabo se, na wado se, nazar se peda, deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. That if you want deen, the reality of life, deen is to be obedient to Allah's command. And in return what we'll get, the enjoyment of life is only in deen, and the reality of deen, he says, na kitabo se, you won't get it in the kitab. Now wazo say, and just listening to lecture, let me go to the Islahi Jalsa, let's see whose lecture is it today. Oh, I heard that lecture. No, what dedication. Now wazo say, nazar say, and just by spending in a part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that also is not sufficient. He says, buzurgo ki nazar say. You have to sit in the company of the friends of Allah, dedicate ourselves, and be willing that they must guide us. They must take out from myself this anania that I am somebody. I think, and very quickly shaitan will fool us. He'll bring us to the company also. And the friends of Allah are such, they will pull us close to them. And shaitan will fool us. Oh, I'm a very close person of my sheikh. But that is the time that they want to start crushing our desires. And Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq and understanding to realize when this heart is not crushed with all the filth and dirt, till then Allah's love can't come in. So Hazrat says here that what I realize life is to love amongst your lovers and to die amongst your lovers. And why? Hazrat said, hey, isi tarah se mumkin, tere raah se guzarna, کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا. When I learn from the lovers of Allah how to pass my life and how to life we don't have to pass. Life is passing in any case whatsoever. Ho rahi hai umar misle barf kam rafta rafta chupke chupke dam badam. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, what a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us that your life is melting away like a block of ice. Whether you realize it or you don't realize it, silently it's melting away. So you don't have to pass life. We have to make our life. So Hazrat says, why I love to be amongst the lovers and I want to die amongst your lovers of Allah, because I learn how to make my life. The only way I can pass through this journey of my life, that isi tarah se mumkin tere raah se guzarna, that you have sent us here, O Allah, to walk in your path, to get your love. That is why Allah has sent us here. Allahu Akbar. Allah in alam arwah showed us His grandeur, His beauty. And when Allah said, Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? We all said, Bala, we saw the grandeur of Allah. Now in order to get that into us, and to enjoy the greatness of Allah, and look forward to meet Allah, then Allah put the souls into this body. There we were like small ants, we couldn't make sajda, etc. So Allah put that heart, that soul into this body to come to this world to tread the path to Allah Ta'ala. Not to come to the world, and as Hazrat explains in front, that myself just love a life of ghaflat, unmindfulness, and passing my life, and think my life is, now I must earn this degree, I must get that degree, or I must get this business, that business, or this political position, or even in deen, I must have this madrasa, this darloom. But all this, if it's not to gain the love of Allah, then it is absolutely zero. So Hazrat says, it's only possible to walk through this path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the system of Allah Ta'ala is, kabhi dil pe sabar karna, kabhi dil se shukar karna. That the heart which belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes you will have to make sabar. That the heart is inclining and pulling you against the road of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you be firm, and you learn this firmness from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you opportunities that now you're standing in salah and you are eager now to go for Fajr salah. And you're thinking, at that time you make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to learn this, how to make sabr, how to make shukr, this, well, we can only learn from the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Hazrat explains the reality of life. Ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna, meri abdiyat ya rab ye hai tere fazl karna. That what is the sum total and object of life? To live in the happiness and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making zikr of Allah, and not myself just making zikr, think, oh, I'm enjoying zikr. No, they making zikr to get connection with Allah. My zikr, Hazrat explained, my zikr is ghaflat. I'm making zikr and I'm not thinking of Allah. And I just read the poems and I think I know, oh, I'm reading big poems. But the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they're making their zikr, then they go in a state of ecstasy and they make dua and they talk to Allah. That, Ya Allah, what do I want? Koi mujhse pooche, main kya mangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Somebody asked me, why I'm making zikr? Why are you sitting alone and just la ilaha illallah? Everybody is busy in somebody else. So I want Allah. And why? Hai naraazgi teri zorak se barkar, usi zaat ki bas rida mangta hu. That, oh Allah, your one moment of this pleasure is worse than being thrown in the fire of Jahannam. And myself, we don't even think of the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person's miserable time of his life is when Allah ta'ala is displeased with him. And this is why we have to come here to this Islahi Jalsa to learn that there is the worst thing is the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no time to go into more detail. Very quickly, Hazrat says here that to love in your pleasure, O Allah, and ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna. To love in the pleasure of Allah, to die in the pleasure of Allah. What is it in reality is that to love in the obedience of Allah, that is a true life. And to die in the pleasure of Allah, that your desires are pulling you towards the displeasure of Allah, at that time you put a dagger on your heart. on your desires and you kill your nafs, that is dying in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that we can only learn from the friends of Allah. Otherwise myself, little whispers from shaitan, and we see how we slip. I think I'm a big alim, sheikh, giving a big bayan. Just walk out of the masjid and I can't control my gazes. And to realize that I am the slave of Allah. If I am the slave of Allah and Allah has chosen me to be His slave, which I'm not worthy of, I must do my utmost to try and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from my side, this is just words. Allah, give me an iota of this reality. And all of us to realize that, Ya Allah, we are your slaves. Meri abdiyat pe, Ya Rab, ye hai tera fazl karna. It is only your kindness, O Allah, that on my slavery, you just bless me with fazl, as Hazrat explained so beautifully. Fazl is like bansela. In the early days, you used to go and buy from the shop. They give you 2-3 sweets free of charge. So Allah's special favor that Allah has made us His slaves, and then Allah focus His attention of mercy upon us to love in His obedience. And what is the sign of this? When Allah has pulled us to such gatherings. Now when the heart is connected to the magnet, don't waste time and connect to a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then see your journey of life, how enjoyable it is. Yahi aashiqo ka shewa, yahi aashiqo ki adat, kabhi gavya wa bukahe, kabhi aahe sarz barna. Then you will learn how to love life, that you see the friends of Allah, the lovers of Allah. One is a friend of Allah and one is a aashiq, a person whose heart is burning with the love of Allah. That is an aashiq. That every moment he's got only two worries. That one worry is, for a split moment Allah must not be displeased with me. And the second worry he's got, that my khatima must be husni khatima. When I leave this world, as Allahu Akbar, the pious servants used to say, Hazrat Maulana Mustafa Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to make dua and say, Allah, when it's our final moment, our ruh should come out dancing towards you, and you should be eager and happy to meet us. This we can only talk about. But Hazrat says that this is, you'll see, the lovers of Allah, this is their trait, this is their way of life. Every day they live in this world, and this is their way of life. Kabhi girya wa bukaye, that sometimes they think, Ya Allah, how I'm passing my life. And not like me, my sins, I don't even cry on my sins. They making ibadat, and they still think, Ya Allah, my ibadat, where in your court can my ibadat? So they cry over their ibadat. They cry over the Allahu Akbar. And kabhi aaye sar barna, and sometimes they take a deep sigh of regret. Ah, how did I? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah, the incident comes to mind when he visited Barbados, and the plane or whatever was slightly late, and the Jamaat started already. And when Hazrat reached there, then he must the Takbir-e-Ula. He must the Takbir-e-Ula. And after the Imam made salam, Hazrat took a deep sigh and said, Ah, pata nahi kitne saalon se Takbir-e-Ula chhoot gaye. Says, I don't know in how many years of my life did I miss Takbir-e-Ula. And then at least the mutawallis of their town, they took great inspiration. And Hazrat has taught us, they made a rule in that masjid, that now if any buzurg is coming and we have to delay salah, we'll delay it for him. And the barakat of this we don't understand. So we should realize that the friends of Allah, give them that honor. And Allah will give us honor in return. Yahi ishqi alamat, yahi ishqi zamanat, kabhi zikr ho zubah se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. And what is the sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is Allahu Akbar? That the guarantee of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kabhi zikr ho zubah se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. That sometimes on the tongue you making zikr of Allah, outwardly they seeing you, you making zikr. But in reality that zikr is in the heart. That you think of Allah, and this is the path we have to tread. It starts on the tongue, but that zikr has to go into the heart. The reality of zikr is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like our Hazrat explained to us so beautifully, Mawlana Madani rahmatullahi alayhi, towards his old age, he used to carry a tasbih. And people told him, Hazrat, you have reached now. You don't need a tasbih. He says, this thing that brought me what you think to this level, how can I leave it out? Myself, we don't have tawfiq to keep a tasbih in my pocket. So Allah give us tawfiq and understanding from this Mubarak gathering. This is the time while we are sitting in our hearts, make dua, that Allah open this reality of life to us. میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. Now حضرت explains what's the sum total of my life. Everybody wants a life support. That if some rich man says, I'll support you, you happy. If you got the best degree, that's your life support. Hazrat says, no, you're fooling yourself. What is your life support? And where you will learn what is your life support? And what is the crux of your life? Tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. To love among your lovers, to die among your lovers. When you sit in the company of the friends of Allah, just coming there, when you leave your house, you'll see your iman is getting boosted. And this is the system of Allah. That iman will only get boost from heart to heart. When you sit in the company of the friends of Allah, that flame of love will increase your iman. And then you'll see the enjoyment of life. Allah give me reality, all of us. Hazrat then further explained, مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا. That why I love to love among the lovers. I didn't know there's a thing like your pain of your heart for the love of Allah. That is to go through crushing your desires, not in fear of Jahannam aliyazubillah, not in fear that Allah will punish me. Allah doesn't want to punish any servant of His. Allah just wants to send down mercy. But we are moving out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we didn't know there's a thing like the love of Allah. To stay away from sin in the love of Allah, not in the fear of Allah. To do ibadat in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As our Dada Shaykh used to say so beautifully, that the path towards the love of Allah is not easy. And it's difficult, but to make it easy, Allah said, just hold the hands of a pious servant of Allah. And see, it won't be just easy, mazedar ban jayega. It will become enjoyable, but we mustn't leave that hand. We have to carry on and strive. Then Hazrat says, we didn't know there's a thing like the love of Allah. We knew we have to make ibadat, perform our salah, we'll get jannat. Yes, you'll get jannat, the enjoyment. The real enjoyment of jannat, Allahu Akbar. Rabia Basriya Rahmatullah used to say, oh Allah, if I'm getting up for tahajjud because I want jannat, deprive me of jannat. If I'm getting up for tahajjud because I'm scared of jahannam, throw me into jahannam. But if I want you, oh Allah, that's why you're waking me up for tahajjud, then please make me yours, you become mine. So that is the real enjoyment of jannat. Ye teri inayat hai, ye teri madad ka sadqa, meri jaane natawa ka tere gham pe sabr karna. And Allah is so kind when Allah sees you coming to the spot and walking, and a useless person like mine, not even crippled, useless, don't even totally dilapidated, Allah Ta'ala special favors, then Allah descends. And Allah Ta'ala assists such a person. It is only through the assistance of Allah that Allah brings us here, and then Allah Ta'ala helps us. And Allah taught us the greatest dua, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. That, oh Allah, we want to worship you, but please you help us. That my useless self to make sabr and to be powerful, to obey your command, and to stay away from sin, this is only the kindness of Allah. Ye teri ata hai ya Rab, ye hai tere jazb pinha, mere nala in damat tere sang ek dard pe karna. That, oh Allah, this is only your special favor. No person can say, I deserve any favor. It is only Allah's gift. Atah is only Allah's gift. And ya, oh my Rabb, oh my Creator, my Sustainer, that when you see I want to take one step, Allah pulls us towards it. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi may yasha. Whoever shows an inclination to Allah, Allah will pull us. So say, ya Allah, please pull me towards you, that all the forces of the world won't be able to pull me against you. And how to get pulled to Allah Ta'ala? That we cry to Allah, mere nala hai dandamat. The door towards Tawbah, as Mawlana Bhaijaan explained, the elders explained, Allah has made the door towards Allah, the Shaykh, that when you come in the company, you see your heart just melts. And you accept in your bottom of your heart, yes, I am that filthy sinner. I am, and that regret is Tawbah. You don't even have to say the word Tawbah. That regret, now make a firm intention. And when that comes in the heart, Allah is pulling you. Now just turn to Allah by getting connection with the pious servants of Allah, and then see how Allah will allow us to make sajda and cry at the door of Allah. Mere har khata pe rona, yahi meri talafi, teri rahmaton ka sadqa, mere jurm afwa karna. Then a person realizes to get this love of Allah, that a person thinks of his faults. any person as a teacher myself, that, oh Allah, please open my faults to myself and give me tawfiq to you rectify it for me and close my eyes to the faults of anybody else. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah used to get cursed when he made this dua, oh Allah, I don't want to see the faults of anybody else. So it is only Allah Ta'ala's kindness and Allah's special favor that Allah will forgive us. We don't even deserve forgiveness. It is only Allah Ta'ala's kindness and favor. Tere shani jazb hai ye teri banda parwari hai. Mere jaan wa dil ka tujhko hama waqt yaad karna. And then a person progresses in the spot of the love of Allah. And then he begs, ya Allah, pull me in such a way, what your magnet, what your jazb, in such a way that this useless servant of yours, every moment, jaan aur dil se, that from the crevices of my heart, every drop of blood, every moment I'm just thinking of you. But as our Hazrat says, we eat food, we forget our Bismillah. Whatever we do, we forget about Allah. Myself I'm talking of. To talk big about Allah, Allah Ta'ala, here is easy. But in reality of life, I'm very, very far away from this. And Allah is kind. If we can just sit in the company of the friends of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will open this door, inshallah, even at mosque. Allah will say, you sat with my lovers, then be with my lovers, inshallah. Kisi ehle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar, usse a gaya hai jeena, usse a gaya hai marna. Hazrat explains that how am I talking about this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is ehle dil, people who got heart, that heart who has got the love of Allah. And Allah ta'ala, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in hadith Qudsi, Allah says the skies are too small, I can't fit. The earth is too small. If there's a heart I can fit in, if a place I can fit in, the heart of a believer. But Allah who is pure and my heart is dirty, we can dream of Allah Ta'ala coming. So to purify that heart, we need the sohbat, the company of the Ahl al-Dil. And then see whatever work of deen you do, your matters of dunya, and then you'll learn how to love your life and you'll be worried that every split moment, I mustn't disobey Allah and you will die in this way. And that is the sum total that we learn from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mati lillahi rabbil alameen. That my loving and dying is for Allah. Allah give me the reality and all of us.